This week, an organization representing the 30 Republican governors in the nation has convened in Scottsdale, Arizona, the Republican Governors Association. It's a GOP powerhouse. Overrepresented in state houses around the country, the GOP is challenged in urban centers and in national polls right now. But the RGA has a new chairman, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Two obligations. I have two jobs now that I'm undertaking. My first and most important job is being governor of New Jersey. And I'll continue to make that my number one priority. And number two is being chairman of the RGA.
But being chairman of the RGA raises New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's profile. Covering the Scottsdale, Arizona meeting is Matt Katz from New Jersey Public Radio. Matt, welcome.
Thanks, John.
So is the RGA chairmanship really the number two job, or is it maybe the number one job if Christie has any chance for a national run in 2016?
It is certainly the key right now to a presidential run for Christie. He's going to now have the opportunity to travel to not only those 30 states to defend Republican governors, but to the 36 states that have governor races next year. And he's going to have tens of millions, if not over $100 million in campaign funds in which to direct to these guys. And that'll help build up favors for a 2016 run. It'll help him build relationships with conservative voters. He'll be out there campaigning. He'll be on local TV. And it's all expense paid by the Republican Governors Association.
And tell me about the Republican Governors Association. Unlike the congressional sort of fundraising organizations in the Senate and the House, the Republican Governors Association is attracting more and more sort of fundraising efforts on its own for a variety of reasons. What are they?
That's right. After the 2010 Citizens United Supreme Court decision, which loosened rules on political spending, the Republican Governors Association has been able to raise unlimited amounts of money, and they have minimal disclosure requirements. So they've more than quadrupled the amount of money they get per year after that. And they're getting money from some of the biggest Republican names in the country, like the Koch brothers, Sheldon Adelson, the casino mogul, who gave more than any other person in the 2012 presidential race. There's a lot of similarities between the kind of people who spend a lot of money on presidential runs by Republicans and donors to the Republican Governors Association.
Is it unfair to say that Chris Christie is basically running his own super PAC with the Republican governors there on the marquee?
Certainly a lot of people were saying that this week, but from the podium when the governors were taking questions, it was all about 2014, not 16. We're not talking about 16, they said. Christie said if anybody's talking about 16, they're doing so at their own peril. And he's just concentrating on 14. And you know, he in a large part, he is. I mean, if he has a good showing in 14, if he shows that he's got coattails and influence and can win some seats that are not Republican now in state houses, then that gives him some wind at his back going into whatever's next for him.
Well, some of that wind came from Ohio Governor John Kasich, who certainly describes Chris Christie as being an influential person in the state of Ohio, where John Kasich is running the state house there. Listen.
He came out to Ohio during my last campaign. People just loved him. You know, he said, you know, if you don't elect this guy, I'm coming back here in New Jersey style. They liked it. And, you know, people like him. And he has one other thing going for him. It's called celebrity. In case you haven't noticed, that's a big darn deal in America today.
So it would appear that Chris Christie has a lot that he can redeem from his leadership of the Republican Governors Association, not just money, right, Matt?
That's right. And these guys know that he's an effective campaigner. I mean, he might be the most effective campaigner they have right now because of that political celebrity and because of his ability to sort of crystallize political messages. I mean, this guy just won by 22 points in a blue state, in New Jersey. So these guys know they need him next year for sure.
New Jersey Public Radio reporter Matt Katz covering the Republican Governors Association meeting in Scottsdale, Arizona, the RGA run by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Matt Katz, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.